This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Construction of Chilime-Trishuli 220 kV transmission line completes. Adverse weather disrupts flights to mountainous areas. India elected as president of the 120 Nation International Solar Alliance. Energy Minister Deepak Khadka calls for support and cooperation of alliance for harnessing solar energy in Nepal. And at least 36 people die after bus falls into a gorge in Uttarakhand, India. Now, the news in detail. The construction of the Chilime-Trishuli 220 kV transmission line has been completed. According to Managing Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Ghising, the project was finalized after workers and contractors continued construction efforts even through the festival holidays. The 28-kilometer transmission line extends from Chilime Hub substation at Ama Cho Dingmor Rural Municipality in Rasuwa District to Trishuli 3rd B Hub Station in Kispang Rural Municipality in Nuakot. It is expected to play a crucial role in channeling electricity from ongoing and future hydropower projects along the Trishuli River and its tributaries into the national grid. The Chilime-Trishuli project, which is an estimated cost of $3.62 billion, is funded by the Nepal Electricity Authority, a grant from German Development Bank, and a concessional loan from European Investment Bank. Two people were killed and 18 others sustained injuries in an accident at Joyathanti of Bhumikasthan Municipality in Orgakhachi District yesterday. The ill-fated bus hit participants of the Deusi Bhailo group. The preliminary report suggests that brake failure might be the cause of the accident. Deputy Superintendent of Police Chakra Bahadur Malla informed a woman was killed on the spot while another victim succumbed to his injuries. Injuries during treatment at Orgakhachi Hospital. Further investigation into accident are underway. Inclement weather has disrupted flights, primarily impacting routes to remote mountainous regions. Low visibility caused by dense haze and cloud hinders flight from Kathmandu to destination in mountainous areas, leaving travelers stranded. According to Tribhuvan International Airport's General Manager Jagannath Nirola, flights to Lukla have been particularly affected. However, flights to districts in the Tarai region remain on schedule. At Tribhuvan International Airport, only flights operating under Instrument Flight Rules, IFR, are operating without disruption, while flights with Visual Flight Rules, VFR, are grounded due to adverse weather conditions and low visibility. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the weather will improve from today. India has been elected president of the 120 Nation International Solar Alliance, ISA. The ongoing 7th Assembly of the ISA in New Delhi, India, elected a new executive committee under the leadership of India. The assembly that kicked off in New Delhi has elected India the president and France as co-president. The four-day gathering is aimed at holding deliberations to increase access to solar energy, ensure energy security and steer energy development. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka participated in the Nepali assembly representing Nepal. Director General at the Electricity Development Department Nabin Raj Singh informed that Minister Khadka, during a press conference on the sideline of the assembly, called for ISA's support and cooperation for harnessing the tremendous potential for solar energy in Nepal. The International Solar Alliance came into being during the 21st session of the COP21 held in Paris in 2015, during which heads of state from 120 countries pledged their active participation in the alliance for the promotion of solar energy. Thai Air Asia has resumed operations at Kathmandu's Tribhuvan International Airport. Previously, the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal had penalized Thai Air Asia after one of its flights arrived in Kathmandu on the 27th of October without the required flight permit. The airline was granted permission to resume flights at Tribhuvan International Airport on the condition that it would also operate flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport, which it already complied with, making it with the fourth airline to operate out of Nepal's second international airport. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has reported that incessant rains on September 27 and 28 adversely affected rice cultivation across many regions of the country, affecting the rice production this year. Information officer at the ministry, Mahananda Joshi, said the poor weather conditions during the rice harvesting period are likely to lead to a decline in production. National Rice Research Program Coordinator Dr. Mathura Yadav said the significant rains in late September adversely affected rice crops in Koshi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces. The ministry has scheduled a provincial seminar for the second week of December to gather comprehensive details on agricultural losses from the monsoon-related disasters. Now, on to some international update. At least 36 people have died and 27 sustained injuries after a bus fell into a gorge in India's northern state of Uttarakhand. Officials said 44 people were on board when the driver lost control and the bus fell into a 50-meter ditch in Marchula, located in state's Almora district. The state government has ordered an inquiry into the incident. The bus was on its way to state's Ramnagar district when the accident took place yesterday morning. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his condolences to the families of the victims and has announced compensation of 200,000 rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those who were wounded. Uttarakhand's Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has also announced financial assistance for the victims and their families. Buses are a common mode of transport in India, especially between smaller towns and districts. Approximately 160,000 people are killed in road accidents in India every year, the highest in the world. Israel on Monday said it had formally notified the United Nations of its decision to sever ties with UNRWA, the agency supporting Palestinian refugees, and lawmakers voted to ban the organization. Israel's parliament last month approved a proposal to shut down UNRWA's operations in Israel and occupied East Jerusalem, despite condemnation from the international community, including its ally, the United States. According to the experts, the ban on the UN agency, which has provided essential aid and assistance across Palestinian territories and to the Palestinian refugees elsewhere for more than 7 decades, would be a blow to humanitarian work in Gaza if implemented. In January, Israel accused a dozen of UNRWA's Gaza's employee of involvement in October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas, which sparked the deadliest war in the territory. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province and the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi province and the hilly regions of Bagmati and Sudurpashchim province and at one or two places in the hilly areas of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the country's high hills and mountainous regions today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 13 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 22.3 degrees Celsius with 8.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Construction of Chilimi Trishuli 220 kV transmission line completes. Adverse weather disrupts flights to mountainous areas. India elected as president of the 120-nation International Solar Alliance. Energy Minister Deepak Khadka calls for support and cooperation of alliance for harnessing solar energy in Nepal. And at least 36 people die after bus falls into a gorge in Uttarakhand, India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.